Settled rebellion is incurable, April 18. The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, we wot not what is become of him. All are at liberty to choose and take their position with the rebellious or take their stand with those who are on the side of God and the truth, those who have labored earnestly, faithfully, and unselfishly in this great cause, and who have endured trial, reproach, and fought with courage the battles of the Lord. Settled rebellion is incurable. It first originated in heaven with the angel next highest in order to Jesus Christ. This exalted angel had sympathizers who joined him in his rebellion. He, Satan, the great rebel, was turned out of heaven, and all his rebel sympathizers shared his fate. Since then it has been his special work to excite to rebellion all he can gain control over. Said the angel, rebellion will occur up to the time of the closing of the work of the third angel's message. Marvel not, neither be discouraged. He who conquered the leader in rebellion stands at the head of this great work. Although Satan may exalt and seem for a time to triumph, the first great conqueror has his eyes upon him, and he can go no farther than he permits. He is permitted to have power for a time to reveal the true-hearted, to prove the faithful, to develop the spurious and separate them from the pure in heart. Rebels will be purged out from among the loyal and true in due time, for the truth has gathered of every kind. I was then shown the travels of the children of Israel. Rebellion was common among ancient Israel. Moses was gone from them only 40 days, but the time was long enough for there to be enacted one of the greatest apostasies from God, who had shown to them such special favors and whose voice they had recently heard from Mount Sinai. In awful grandeur he spoke the Ten Commandments in the hearing of the people, which led them to exceedingly fear and tremble and plead with Moses that the great Jehovah should not speak to them any more, but that he should receive the words and speak to them. They wrought out a calf and turned from God to the lowest idolatry, that of worshipping the work of their own hands.